Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
Hold on. Not that button. This button.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Honest to God, I was trying to be too efficient. And I ended up screwing the whole thing up. I was trying to work ahead. It's a bad idea. Just do what I normally do. Fine. Who's our contestant today?
We have Rudy Monroy from Westside.
Well, you know, Rudy.
How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
We going to Cooter today?
No, not today.
Not today. Not you, brother. Too much cash on the line for that business. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. The FAA is investigating a close call from Friday when an Air Canada jet almost landed in the wrong place at which airport?
McCarran?
Sunday, two players at the World Series of Poker had a heated exchange over doing what at the table?
Fighting.
The cities for the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics have reportedly been chosen. They are Los Angeles and whom?
Vegas.
A producer for Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's early 2000s reality show is spilling behind-the-scenes secrets. Do you remember the name of that show?
Jim Bob Cooter.
I'll let you have the last one. Which major social media company just got a new CFO?
Facebook?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Put forth a decent effort. I don't think he got much for his efforts. I think you're going to need one to keep the cash safe.
I like it.
I kind of stumbled my way through question four, so I just gave him question five with a reasonable amount of time. So if it happens to you as well.
My attorneys are making note. Sure.
Good. Good for you. Same five questions. Same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, if you are ready, sir.
I'm ready, Chet.
Here we go, then. The FAA is investigating a close call from Friday when an Air Canada jet almost landed in the wrong place at which airport?
SFO.
Sunday, two players of the World Series of Poker had a heated exchange over doing what at the table?
Belching.
The cities for the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics have reportedly been chosen. They are Los Angeles and whom?
Paris, France.
A producer for Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's early 2000s reality show is spilling behind-the-scenes secrets. Do you remember the name of that show?
I think it was called This Will Never Last.
Which social media company just got a new CFO? You have 3 seconds.
Twitter. I don't know.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
We needed one to keep the cash safe. Let's see how we did. The FAA is investigating a close call from Friday when an Air Canada jet almost landed in the wrong place at which airport? Rudy said
McCarran.
No. No. Spence said.
SFO.
SFO, San Francisco International Airport.
Buyakasha.
Yeah, the Air Canada jet wanted to land not on the runway, but on the taxiway where there were four other planes.
Yeah.
They said that it could have been the worst air disaster in U.S. history.
Oh, my God.
And possibly in world history.
And the pilot made sure to go, sorry, I'm so sorry about
sorry.
That. I'm sorry.
Well, finally, somebody else went, hey, you notice this guy's lined up in the wrong place? Like, yeah, we see it. Hey, pull up and go back around and take another shot at it. And then literally, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to the passengers?
You, oh, don't, by the- you don't.
Oh, no. You don't? Okay.
They never knew a thing.
Sunday, two players at the World Series of Poker had a heated exchange over doing what at the table? Rudy said.
Fighting.
Spence said.
Belching.
No, they ended up fighting almost. No, one of the guys was texting. And the other guy at the table tells the dealer, hey, man, get your you know, get control of this game, which is what you're supposed to do. The guy was who was texting took offense to it and goes, talk to me like a man. Oh. You got a problem with me? Talk to me. Hey, Rudy, I don't know what you're doing, but knock it off.
No offense, but that draws the biggest D-bags on the planet. There's no bigger D-bag than a guy with sunglasses at a poker table.
Headphones.
Oh, and then tweeting and texting to it or tweeting?
You're a hoodie. The cities for the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics have reportedly been chosen. Los Angeles and who, Rudy said?
Vegas.
Spence said?
Paris, France.
We could have, with that new stadium, we could do it here. We could one day.
Yeah.
No, it was Paris. So
Booyah!
Producer for Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's early 2000s reality show. Spilling the behind-the-scenes secrets. Do you remember the name of the show? Rudy said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
This will never last.
Yeah, it was called Newlyweds and actually lasted 3 seasons. So suck it, Spence. Three
I thought
for
that
Spence.
Was pretty funny
it was
delivery.
It's pretty good. No, okay. It was all right. Which major social media company just got a new CFO? Rudy said.
Facebook?
Spence said.
Twitter.
You really didn't know, did you?
I know Uber got a new that's not CEO. Media. Right. No, I don't know.
Twitter.
Oh, good.
Ah, look
good
at your boy.
One, two,
and three,
and four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
There was only three, but whatever.
Oh, well.
Whatever. He only needed one, so it doesn't matter. And for Rudy.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Unlike that old school movie where you're going to be raised up on the shoulders and carried off the field, you're not. You're dismissed. His name's Rudy.
I get it. Yes. Yeah, I get it now.
Because you get it? His
name's... Took me a second. It was Rudy, and they carried Rudy off the field.
Yeah.
Rudy. Yeah, but this Rudy just got to go.
You got to leave now. Bye.
Bye, okay. Buddy.
Okay, all right, bye, Rudy.
Okay, bye, Rudy. All right, fine. We'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The head of mathematics and finance for Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo is the double math major from Florida State University. One Kayla Jo Walker. What's the new total?
$473 if you can tie Spence. There's always a $1,000 bonus in play if you can beat him.
Well, your boy got his 15th in a row today and win number 384.
Ooh, wow.
Because a win for Spence is a win for America.
God bless America.
A win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere.
Hey, salute to everybody at Bermuda and Wigwam, a place called Lamplight Glen. Howdy.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.